We can only imagine the excitement and the roar of the crowd as Jesus was coming into Jerusalem on that day, a week before his passion. How excited they were. You know, we've all had moments in our life where we've seen that kind of crowds. If we haven't, maybe we've seen it on TV, you know, after someone wins the Super Bowl or the World Series, or sometimes it's just locally, our high schools, whatever it might be. And everyone comes out to congratulate them. There's some form of celebration, you know, to honor those athletes or whoever they are. And Jesus, we see, is the one that is honored today, as those people have the same feelings of joy and celebration. And so the crowd shout. They shout his praises out, and they rain down flowers and palms, as the scriptures tell us. And they lay their cloaks in his path so that his feet won't have to touch the dirt nor the animal that he's riding on. And it's a sign that they were welcoming him as their king and savior. But of course, Jesus, we can only imagine what was going through his mind on that day. Of course, Jesus was humble enough not to let that display affect him or detour him from his mission that we hear about in our gospel reading today, for Jesus knew that he was still very misunderstood. That many of these same people that were walking with him and singing his praises today would turn against him by the end of the week when they realized that Jesus was not going to be their earthly king that would save them from the oppression that they were experiencing under the Romans. And how that must have grieved him. Instead of people laying down their palms and their cloaks, I'm sure that he would have much rather have them lay down their pride, their lack of faith, their addictions, their attachments that caused them to sin and doubt, so that Jesus could instead trample those things to dust as he rode through the streets of Jerusalem. And so as the season of Lent draws to a close, we should focus on all that the Lord has done for us and his love for each and every one of us. As we enter into this holiest of weeks, let us take a moment, some time with the Lord, especially to pray that God would help us to keep those practices up that hopefully we've started this Lenten season, to remove those things in our hearts that stand in the way of our relationship with him, so that through his Spirit, he can fill us with not only his love and peace and joy, but also that spirit of contrition and gratefulness, appreciation for all that he has done for us.